Afternoon, St. Louis, DG, S-104-1 FMKMOX. Happy Tuesday to everybody. Rach is back. Rach, I should have told you this before I told the audience yesterday. I have appealed your vacation for next week. Mm-hmm. So we're waiting for a final decision. But just so you know, it could happen.
Mm.
Yeah. It's for your own good.
It's so that there's a show for you to come back to later. Because if you go away, this may not be here when you return.
There's a good chance.
This thing could just crash.
Funny. How's everybody?
Pretty good.
Good.
Solid.
Finally slept last night.
Nice.
Rach and I were texting about this. People like you who can just go to sleep, we have the world by the tail.
Yep.
I'm not going to lie. It's a pretty good gift.
I had a 50-50 shot. My dad was like that. My mom was like me. Of course, I got the mom genes.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
See, I got the split between my parents because my dad can fall asleep anywhere, anytime, all the time, but he can't stay asleep. He's a light sleeper.
Yeah.
My mom has a hard time falling asleep, but she stays asleep. And I'm both.
Both bad things?
No, I'm both in the good way. Like, I can fall asleep fast, and I don't wake up in the middle of the night.
Why do I ask him questions?
It's luck. It's pure luck.
You're one lucky guy.
In that way, I am.
I'll tell you that. Well, in what way aren't you?
Well, I'm short.
You're not short enough for it to counteract all the good things in your life.
That's how I feel. Whenever he's like, I'm short, it's like, not really,
yeah,
though.
You need to be, three feet tall.
You got to understand, basically, in the world of sports, I'm a tiny child.
You're not in the world of sports.
I was, though, and I wanted to be, and it didn't work out in part because I don't have those gifts to be that. I didn't have the size, strength, speed stuff. I just got sleep and good eyesight. I got good eyesight. That was something that was really nice.
Yeah, that's another thing that's crazy to me. Like, people, none of you wear contacts.
No.
Yeah. No.
I have no idea how good you have it.
I have noticed that I need to go to the doctor or something because I have noticed my vision.
Something.
I'll just wait. I'll just sit on it.
I'll just see what happens.
Maybe Casey can turn around.
I have noticed my vision is not as good as it used to be.
Yeah.
Like 5-6 years ago. I used to pride myself on having like really good vision.
I remember you bragging about it all the time.
I know. Now I do
see
not.
That sign?
I do. Well, yeah, I mean, unironically, yeah, I kind of did used to do that.
My mom always talks about when I was little, they didn't realize that I was having problem seeing until they took me to the Cardinals game. And I couldn't read, like, the scoreboard and stuff. That's when they were like, oh, we got to take you to the eye doctor. Because I guess I was still sitting close enough in school.
Yeah.
Could see the board and all that.
Like, that was okay, but.
Yeah. I didn't know I had any eye problems until I took the LSAT at SLU. And it's like a 4-hour exam, maybe 5. And when I looked up from it at the end, I couldn't see anything. Mm. Like, it wasn't black. It was just everything was blurry.
Yeah.
And,
was that just eye fatigue?
Probably.
Yeah.
But I went to the eye doctor and he's like, well, you probably need glasses for XYZ.
Oh, I gotcha.
And
for reading.
And that was, 1987 or 8? And my prescription has never changed. It's like minus 25 plus something. Huh. But every year, Dr. Birdie's like, you're consistent.
Yeah.
Same thing. But I only really wear glasses as a prop. And I haven't worn them in a long time.
You don't wear them to read?
Well, I wear readers.
Right.
See, yeah, it's Oprah Winfrey. Yeah. Opie Winfrey.
Opie Winfrey.
Oh, God, we're into this now.
Opie Winfrey.
Great you missed it yesterday.
Yeah.
What happened?
Bernie had a little rant about
the
infantilizing
of
language for food, and that was...
What does Andrew call the lion's choice? I did not like this.
No, don't make him say it.
Beefy weef.
Don't. That sounds...
That's gross.
Terrible.
Yeah. I'm
with you. Or a roasty, toasty beef. Either one's
fine. That's better.
Yeah, that one is better.
Still silly, but it's better.
I still don't like it. It doesn't make me feel good. But that other one, I'm like, ugh.
Does beefy weaves bother you because it sounds like a toot or it sounds like sex?
It sounds like...
I don't think it sounds like either.
Yeah, well, it doesn't sound...
It sounds like both to me.
It sounds like sex to you.
Yeah, beefy weaves.
It just sounds like something.
This dinner.
To me, it sounds like what happens when you get the cyclospora.
To me, it sounds like the delicious roast beef, Sammy.
Oh man,
it was beefy.
But anyway, that's why I laughed at that.
Yeah, that was pretty good with Bernie and you.
Yeah.
Bernie was not having it.
No,
That was fun, and I was sad to learn that he has so little, joy and wonder and whimsy in his life. He spent too much time around Kevin.
He's obviously just always sad.
Just drab and depressed.
Life of just eating sandwiches.
I mean, like, I'm
if
the guy
I had a roasted beef sandwich.
I thought that I acted like, you know, a child. I play video games. I'm a smart ass. I do fart jokes. But I'm not over here talking like I'm 3 years old about food. I stopped in my teens, at least. At least I'm not going back to when I'm three. I'm like, can I have a Sammy, mommy?
The incredible thing is most people.
What a strange paragraph that was.
Most people would rather hear, can I have a Sammy, mommy, than I'm going to fart prank on your face.
I agree.
Your face.
Yeah, I don't really do that, though. Yeah, I don't really do that, but yeah, I would agree. I would rather have you say that, too.
I wasn't sure if you did that or not.
No. Well, I mean, when you're a child, sure. But I'm not flashing back to those days.
Yeah, welcome back, Ray.
We get a preview of next week.
I got no problem with the cutesy names, but I don't even want to say the Lion's Choice thing.
Yeah. Which one? Beefy Leaf?
Ah.
You don't want to say that one?
Yeah.
What were some of your
others?
I don't
like the connotations.
Yeah, I agree.
Chicky Tees.
Those are fine. I mean, no. I wouldn't say it, but if you want to say it, that's okay.
Does Megan also speak your language?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. She knows the score.
She knows the score.
She knows the score. She knows what I'm getting.
She knows what time it is.
She knows what I'm getting when we go to Arby's. Getting a beefy weave.
Oh, God. Just the weef.
Yeah, I don't like that.
What is weef?
I don't know.
Yeah, you put that into any sentence and it's suspect.
But like the people, that's like the stuff that people do for the baby talk for their dogs too. Like, I think that's a bit much.
Do you baby talk your dogs?
No, I just talk crap to them.
You talk crap to them?
I talk to them like they're my buddies. Like they're my like
you
my bros.
You never go like, Ardu, you look so cute.
No, that's not me.
What do you do?
Tell them they're idiots. You know, joking, like jokingly, like I talk
to
my buddies.
I'm going
to
murder you.
Stop acting foolishly. I'll be honest with you. I literally talk to my dogs like I talk to my brother.
That's wrong.
Yeah, we're smart asses to each other. You know, listen.
You're not smart asses to each other. Yeah, the dogs don't talk.
You don't know my dogs, dude. They total. Well, one of them. The other one's nice. One of them's a total smart ass.
This is why he won't take $10 billion for
him. That's exactly right.
They actually talk.
That's right. You got it now.
And he thinks they're his brother.
Yeah. I just treat him like my brother. I don't know. Maybe I treat my brother like a dog. Maybe that's the problem.
Mm.
Yeah, I think you're treating both of them in the wrong way.
Oh, that's good.
You got a cutesy talking dogs.
No.
That's wild.
Vanna says, I've listened for 18 years and podcasted every show almost 10 years. My son Deacon has heard in the background. He's 12 now.
Wow.
And asked to listen. He's watching the stream for the first time with me now.
What's up, Deacon?
Perfect first segment to listen to and watch us talk about beefy
weird
weeks.
Food.
Yeah, not really what we were.
I think Deke's probably hearing these food names and going, man, they sound like children.
Not really what we were talking about, Vanna, but that's, you know, whatever. That's
yeah, Deacon's like, who are these babies?
Yeah, he's like, why are they baby talking on the radio, man? Is this what you listen to, Mom?
Yeah. You told me I wasn't allowed to call them beefy weeks anymore, Mom. I
why
find out
that?
You could be 36 and say it all
why
the time.
Why is that a grown man talking like a child?
So you want me to be an engineer. But these fools go beefy weef.
I just found out I can say beefy weef all I want. Deacon, the best day of your life is when you're out of the house and you realize you can say beefy weef. No one's going to judge you for it.
Except everyone.
Everyone's judging.
Just everyone.
Everyone loves it.
Everyone is cringing every time you do it. Comes out of your mouth.
Everyone thinks it's so cool and hot.
Every time you do it, everybody's shoulders go. We all turn into Amy.
Yeah.
Andrew says.
Sorry, Amy.
Andrew says it's cool and hot.
Yeah, everyone thinks it's so cool and hot when you say Chicky Tees. They're like, who's this stranger?
This guy's like, I'm more grown than the people on the radio.
Was this born out of the glizzy conversation? Is this how it, or did
it was separate. What happened was Bernie actually had a note separately. He didn't know any of our stuff, but he had a note separately in his column yesterday.
Oh, that's right.
Like,
why do
adults talk like children about their food? And he just like Sammy, and he's going through all that stuff. And then,
although you could have a beefy weave glizzy.
You good?
Oh, God, that makes it even worse.
Yeah. Now, does Bernie often go into non-sports topics?
Sometimes.
Okay.
In his Breakfast with Bernie, he'll mix in a few different things here and there.
Yeah.
Oh, Breakfast with Bernie. What a cute name. Hypocritical much?
You say that to him on Fridays. See how that goes for you, buddy.
You know he's walking around the house today going, I think I'm going to have a hammy sammy for lunch.
Oh, look who's in the chat. Look who's in the chat.
What the hell? This would be a work.
We've got Mrs. Stoles in the chat.
She's judging.
I love it.
I quote, I'm judging with a smile.
It seems
Andrew!
Like someone might be...
You may have been misrepresenting your better half.
I literally had a hammy sammy last night. She knows this.
Megan, this is your chance.
Yes, get him, Megan.
She was there.
This is like when Trump told the Iranian people to stand up. This is your moment.
You got all of us on your side, Megan. I'm judging.
That's why she's not responding, because she's at work. I don't know how she's even watching this right now.
Although she just says I'm judging, maybe she's judging us.
That could be. She could be totally Team Andrew on that.
I bet that's it. Yeah, I'll just ban her.
He's gonna ban Megan.
I'll just block her, and we can assume that she's on my side.
Thanks for the support, babe.
Yeah, she'll be fine. You'll come home with a couple mice in a plastic bag. She'll forget all about it.
Mice in the car and some hammy sammies.
Is this making you rethink now, knowing that she's listening?
No. No, I stand by it.
I don't just mean this. I mean all of the things you say.
Just being you. Is it making you rethink your whole thing?
Kevin's implying a lot with that.
It is a little strange. One of my friends was in the chat last week, and I was suddenly like very conscious of like how I was holding.
I don't want my friend to
how
hear
I
me.
Was holding my body and moving my face, and I was suddenly like very aware of everything that was going on around me. And he texted me like, "So is your desk just like one cup and a stapler and a screwdriver?" And I was like, "Well, yeah."
Megan says, I love you still.
Good.
Oh, that's nice.
The but again, she can be talking to us.
Yeah,
I think she's probably talking to you guys.
Yeah.
Could be.
That even though because she's saying, I accept you, even though you don't have any whimsy and wonder, you have no sense of play in your life. Everything's just, it's a boring old chicken fingers.
Who's saying this?
No,
you guys have some chicky tea.
We're saying we don't like.
Yeah, that one.
Weefy.
Yeah,
that makes me feel
gross.
Uncomfortable. I would prefer if no one
it
said
conjures
that.
Poor images.
I'm gonna need the sound of her whispering, "Beefy weefy."
Oh, I was so desperate to get all of you to say it in turn.
I ain't saying it.
You said it a bunch yesterday.
Did I?
Yeah.
You were probably yelling.
I was.
You were really upset.
I was mocking.
You were as upset as Bernie was.
I think you're right. I was. It's an upsetting term.
You probably say it in your sleep.
Probably. Probably.
Oh, speaking of sleep, I have started sleeping with earplugs in.
Okay.
Which makes me feel old.
Wait a minute. You mean like earbuds with something on them?
No, like earplugs to block out the sound.
Oh, yeah.
But they look like earbuds. Like, they're reusable. I got them off of Amazon.
Now you're trying to make it seem better.
Well, yeah, I'm trying to make it seem...
No, I'm like listening to like Zeppelin. I'm like listening to cool music and stuff.
No, I'm listening to nothing, but it does help me sleep. But sometimes I'll wake up and I don't realize they're in. And then I feel crazy.
Because like, you can't hear anything?
I can't hear anything.
Silence. It's silent.
And then I'm like, what is going on? And then I'm like,
Don't try a sleep mask.
Yeah.
Wake up all Helen Keller.
I know. I was going to say she's going to wake up.
You're going to wake like, up like Tommy from The Who.
Tommy. Get a pinball machine.
But I get the earplugs.
I just want to play pinball. I don't know why.
You get the earplugs going and the retainer.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I definitely got the mouth guard thing going.
Oh, you're still wearing the retainer.
Sometimes.
Isn't it like a lifelong thing?
I mean, yeah, it keeps you from grinding your
teeth.
Yeah,
so it depends on what it's for.
I know it's getting more attractive the longer I talk, and that is my goal.
Yeah, I still do the mouth guard from time to time.
It's still all more than the words.
It's like,
I can
wear it for a couple days, and then I want to take a break, and then it's like, okay, it's time to use it again. But I don't use it every night.
The mouth guard is good because it stops you from grinding.
From grinding, yeah.
Can help with snoring, too.
Oh, this is Deacon. Stop with the cringe.
Hi, Deke. Sorry, buddy. You came to the cringe show.
I don't like this kid's attitude.
Might need to block him.
Oh, no, Andrew.
It could be his first blocking.
No.
He does need to learn about He's got to learn about cyberbullying sometime.
Yeah.
He's got to learn that there are people, very mean people out there.
That's all I had.
All right. Well, I like what we all, and we can't coordinate around it, but we all stop to look at the chat at the same time. And then it's just like a moment of silence.
I was just taking a breath there because this segment's been a lot.
It has been a lot. It's been too much.
We've lived two lives.
Yeah. Now Deacon's begging not to go.
Yeah, it's okay, Deke. We got gotcha.
You. All right. He can stay.
You're okay.
He can stay.
Just doing dirty humor for kids. That's what we do here on KMOX. Tune in anytime. I thought this was nice. In Holland, the Netherlands, they have most grocery stores there have a slow checkout lane for elderly people who don't move as quickly and who like to talk to people because they're lonely. And so they put their checkers there who are...
The talkative
people,
ones.
Yeah, yeah, people, you know, and I think that's very nice.
Yeah.
That's very nice.
Super not going to happen here.
Can you imagine? You mistakenly get in the slow lane.
Ugh. Man, I was at Aldi yesterday morning.
You and Aldi.
I know, it's my new spot. And I accidentally rang my apples up twice at the self-checkout, so I hit the, like, help button. They just had the person who was doing the one-man checkout call to me from across the way and go, oh, did you ring up those twice? I said, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm like, you got to do all of this? You're monitoring the self-checkout while you're scanning?
Yeah.
That's like the opposite of the old people lane. Maybe that was an insensitive way of putting it.
Ricky says, kind of hard to laugh and swallow.
Oh, right, sir. Right,
well, because he said we were making him laugh.
Yeah, he did a spit take. Right, yeah,
I love a good spit take.
Dude.
It's a big compliment.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's good when you get someone else, but man, when they get you, it's the worst.
Yeah.
I mean, it's funny, but it's uncomfortable because I don't like that. I like that through the nose thing. That's not great. Stings.
Stings the nostrils. Rach, you're a fellow coffee drinker unlike these two losers.
Mm-hmm.
Science now says, that you can have up to 5 cups of coffee easy, and it's going to cut the risk of everything. Heart disease, you name it.
Until next week when they tell us the opposite.
Yeah. I'm not buying that. It's got a bunch of caffeine. Isn't that bad for your heart?
Oh, look who's talking.
Yeah, what's that behind you there?
I'm not
boy of monster.
I'm not throwing stones. I'm in the glass house too. I'm having the stones thrown at me. I'm just saying.
You want a couple little fast food stories?
Sure.
Yeah.
Burger King is introducing a Whopper guarantee.
I saw this.
If your Whopper does not meet your expectations, they will not only continue to remake it on the spot, but they'll give you your next Whopper for free.
That just seems like an invitation for people to scam the king and take advantage of the workers.
Yeah, so I felt like this before. I when you go through Dairy Queen and you get like a Blizzard, I don't know if they still have this, but for a long time they had the thing where if they did not prove to you
that it
they could that they turned it upside down and it didn't move, that you could demand a free one essentially in addition to the one that you had just gotten. And so what it led to are these weird confrontational encounters in the drive-thru at Dairy Queen.
I see it moving.
Where they're like, I'm just like looking at my phone or whatever in the drive-thru, and they're turning upside down. They're going like, hey, look over here. See this? And I'm like, yeah, okay, I don't care. It's fine.
I think
it's like, why are you so mad at me?
Vic's going to need to be put in time
out. Yeah, we got
to
get him out of here. That's not an okay thing
He
to
says,
say.
Are Whoppers ever all capitals good? They are always good, my friend.
It's just kind
are
of offensive.
Love me a Whopper.
Me too.
Yeah, he's been banned.
I feel like the BK
See,
Lounge.
See, Deacon, this is how it happens.
I feel like BK Lounge is very much like Popeyes in the sense that it depends on which one you're going to.
Yeah, they're all a little bit like that. I think McDonald's, no, I start saying McDonald's is the most consistent, but I think I like everything at Burger King. I like the old oblong chicken sandwich. I like the Whopper. I like the Whopper JR.
It's all good.
It's all good. GS on KMOX. Coming up at 2, we have my buddies John Pisoni and Steve Ewing from The Urge at 2:17. Wow, back to back. Martin Coco is going to be here. He runs all the marketing for the Cardinals. They have a really cool thing coming up on Thursday we're going to talk about. Ricky Horton, Marla Hare is going to be here from Scottish Arms. It's a big day. Big day.
Man. Mm-hmm.
Don't forget Brad Young.
I always forget Brad Young. A toy company, have you seen this? Has a pregnant doll with an amniotic sac filled with goo.
Hmm.
New toy is about to hit the market called the My Mini Baby Mom and Surprise Doll. It features a pregnant Barbie style, not Barbie branded, doll with a removable stomach. And the stomach contains a very realistic amniotic sac with a tiny plastic baby and goo on the inside. To birth the baby, you remove the doll's stomach, pull out the sack, and squeeze it until you can push the baby out. Then you flip the doll's stomach around so her belly is flat again. Wow, that's a lot.
Yeah.
Are you watching it?
I'm looking at an article here. I'm trying to, let me see video of the, oh, there it is. There's the sack. I mean, I don't think it's like necessarily inappropriate or something, but it is odd. It's odd.
It's a bit like, detailed for children.
Yeah, like what is the point of it, I guess? It's not teaching you anything about childbirth. Nothing. It's not accurate. To get the baby, you don't like just grab a ball of goo.
Right.
And then, like, it's almost like they've combined one of those fidget toys, like those.
Oh, now you're talking.
You know what I mean? Like those. You've heard about people putting these in the microwave and then they get too hot and they'll burn the child, but it's like these squishy toys.
Yeah.
It's almost like combining that with a pregnant doll thing. So, I mean, I guess I get where the developers were coming from, thinking like this will be a hit. The kids will love this, but I don't really see the benefit of this. It seems like it would just confuse children more than anything else.
Confusing me.
Yeah.
And I don't know, just like I think they had like pregnant Barbies when I was little. I guess I don't really see the point of making the doll. Like you could pretend if you wanted the doll to be pregnant, you could just pretend, or you could put like a little tissue, like, and give them a little baby bump under their, mm-hmm. their dress. I don't really see the point of like this.
Yeah.
I'm not like condemning it. I'm just saying, I don't really understand what's happening here.
Yeah. I didn't have any female dolls at all growing up.
Mm-hmm.
And
you didn't have like any leftovers from when Deb was a kid?
No. When I was real little, I had that one that was like 4 foot tall that I made out with behind the couch. We all
right,
know that story.
Right.
But that's all I ever did with. That's all I ever did with her. I only made out.
I mean, it's not like I actually played house or anything like that.
She wasn't on the baseball team.
Yeah.
We just French kissed.
Yeah. She never got to go in the fort.
No.
Never met G.I. Joe. Never.
God, no. God, no. No, I'm all boy.
You got to keep her away from G.I. Joe.
Word.
Mr. Steal Your Girl.
You better believe it.
Did you have a Stretch Armstrong?
Oh, yeah.
Those were the greatest.
Yeah.
Stupidest toy because you couldn't do anything with it except stretch it.
Stretch Armstrong had one purpose.
Yeah.
I grab his arms, you grab his legs, we stretch it across the room and just wait to see
how long it takes.
Who's going
to
let go first? You could kill a guy with a Stretch Armstrong.
Yeah, they're pretty snappy.
It's like David and Goliath. That thing hits you in the forehead, you're done.
Plus, they were heavy. Like, if you threw it, it hurt.
Yeah.
Not that I ever threw it at
anybody. Man, I loved them.
Yeah. Do you guys know what Stretch Armstrong even is?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
We had one in the office for a
while. Oh, good, mm-hmm. good. I didn't want to be the old guys being like, oh, you kids don't even know.
We used to do things with it, right?
It was...
What?
His insides had become calcified.
Oh,
and yeah. So whenever you moved him, his bones would crack.
Oh. Yes, that's what it was. It made that horrible sound.
So he just got old like the rest of us.
He might still be in there. I think I may have given him to a random kid that showed up one day. Like, here you go,
that
kid.
That sounds kind of right.
Play
yeah.
with this. You can crack his bones. Introduce him to your pregnant doll.
Is it the same kind of goo?
Oh, man.
Stretch Armstrong goo?
Oh, okay. Beefy weave.
Hey.
We could make that stick.
What?
That nickname.
No, don't do that. Don't do that.
Stretch Armstrong?
No. BW. When's the last time anyone had a pop visit?
A what?
A pop visit. Someone just knocked on your door.
Oh.
Hey,
oh.
Kev.
Hell on earth.
At my house?
Yeah. Where else would they do that?
That's why I'm asking. I can't remember the last time.
I don't think those are allowed to exist anymore.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, no. I don't think that's ever happened to me since I've been an adult.
No. When someone knocks on your door now, it is bad news.
Or it's just like your neighbor saying, like, oh, I have your package, but they're not like trying to come inside.
I've had that, or next door neighbor comes in and goes, like, hey, could you help me move this thing or whatever. But normally even that's just a text real quick, mm-hmm. like, hey, you busy? Like that kind of thing. But yeah, it's normally something basic. It's not like a visit, like, hey, invite me in.
Pop visits or visits at all and phone calls. It's so rare that I get a phone call where I'm like, hey, it's someone I want to talk to. Let me answer this.
Yeah, I have a hard time understanding when people want to talk on the phone. Like, I don't mind it if somebody, you know, is like, I'll call you and we'll talk on the phone. Like, that doesn't bother me, but it's also like, why do you want to?
He's like, but why?
Yeah, like, why do you want to?
I mean, there are sometimes it's just easier to say the words than it is to keep typing them out or voice to text it or whatever. But
yeah,
I'm a big fan of like the text that says, hey, you doing it? You busy? You got a minute? Because that would be more like, I don't want to interrupt you if you're watching it. I don't want to call you if you're like watching a show you care about or you're...
He's going to say watching a TikTok.
Yeah, TikTok, playing video games. I don't want to bother Andrew if he's playing video games, you know?
Man, people used to, myself included, but definitely like my mom, would talk on the phone for hours.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Just hours.
I do have people that I talk to a lot on the phone. I have a friend that's out of town that I'll talk to for an hour at a time on the phone and talk to my brother for a couple hours a week on the phone usually. But it's like... That's like a different circumstance, right? That's like people very, very close to me versus just like a relative stranger.
Yeah. I'm sad about the Fat Ump.
What?
Fat Ump.
It's the videos.
Oh, the
crazy
Bill Miller.
The Bill Miller one. Yeah.
So Bill Miller is he's an OG, right?
Yeah.
He's been around forever.
Oh yeah, yeah.
And he's a larger man. And last night during a game where a team was getting pretty well shellacked. He got in the way of a play, and the pitcher was calling him effing all kinds of things.
Called him a fat ass.
Effing, fat ass, get out of the way, fat M.
Yeah.
Yeah. He was pretty, lively.
Yeah.
And what made me sad was the ump was just standing there.
He looked like saw his face for the first time.
Right? He looked like he's going to start crying.
He looks like he's going to start crying.
You know, because
knows he screwed up.
He knows that he's screwed up. He was in the wrong place.
I think it's as much that as it is, like, I'm sad about being insulted. I think it's a little bit of both, but I think he's probably more embarrassed that he actually got in the way.
I mean, it looks like he's just humbly taking the L.
Yeah.
Let me speak on on the fat man's pain here for a second. it is tough in these situations because, like, there are certain rules when you're a fat guy. You can't be the first to eat the food if there's, like, food around or food catered or whatever. You can't be holding food for too long. You can't be, you know, you got to move quick in situations like that. Because you know that if push will come to shove, so to speak, you know you're getting the fat MF-er hurled at you. You know that you're getting that. You know that you're getting the fat ass thrown your way. That's just the nature of being fat. So he is upset because he broke the rules. And it's unfortunate that that's what gets thrown at him, because if it was a skinny ump, he wouldn't get those kind of insults.
Not that insult, right. He'd get yelled at, but not
he'd
like
get yelled at, but he wouldn't get specifically that,
right.
Because what he's being told
right.
by this pitcher is, this happened because you are fat, which it didn't. It didn't happen because he's fat. It happened because he was standing in the wrong place.
Yeah.
But it's the unfortunate part. It's the fat man's test that you got to be extra careful about stuff like that because you know you're going to get those kind of things thrown at you.
What are the baseball rules about that?
Well, I mean, typically you say those words to an umpire, you're going to get thrown out.
No, I mean like interrupting the play.
Well, I mean, you're just part of the play. If you're an umpire, you're just part of the field.
So if a ball goes.
If it hits you, you just play it off the umpire. You know, if you're in the way, that's just the way it is. It's bad luck, you know, whatever.
Okay.
And to me, there's two parts to the story here. One, the player's an idiot. You're just a raging jerk if that's where you go.
Yeah.
Like, if you want to yell at the guy for not doing his job properly, for not getting out of the way, that's fine. You got to be, if you're going to be, and this is the second part of it. If you're going to be an official at the highest level of the sport, you need to be able to do the job, which includes getting out of the way when it's time to get out of the way. So I think that's a fair criticism of him, but it's not fair to just go straight for the personal insult. If you want to yell at him, hey, man, you got to be out. You're in the big leagues. Get out of the way, or whatever version of that you want. But there's no need to be like personal about it. Keep it on the professional criticism. Because what he did was a screw-up on a professional level. He didn't personally attack you. He didn't call you a name. He didn't injure your ability to earn. And by the way, it was a 7-0 game. Just calm down. But at the same time, I do think it's a fair question.
No one ever comes back from 7-0.
But I do, right, that's true. But I do think it's a fair question to ask whether or not somebody officiating a sport can keep up.
Sure.
Whether it's football, hockey, basketball, or baseball, if you can't move enough to get out of the way, I think it's a fair question to ask, but that doesn't mean you should be insulted that way.
Yeah.
Because this pitcher, his name's Caleb Ferguson, by the way, he's screwed up plenty in his career. He's had plenty of times where he was awful, where he failed to do his job. Do you think he would have appreciated a personal attack from his teammates?
Yeah. He should apologize.
Or from a fan or from a manager? You think he appreciates it when a fan attacks him? When he sucks on a given day? So if you wouldn't want to be attacked personally for being bad at a profession in a given moment, then don't do it to someone else.
Here's what bothers me. One, he looks so sad. Secondly, a 4-second outburst on your part is going to cause this guy to think about this for a really long time. If I were that guy, the ump, I would be playing that over and over in my mind.
Boy, that's a tough call because this is probably just speaking to the difference between the two of us. I would be more embarrassed about being in the way than I would be about the insult. I wouldn't even be worried about the insult. I know what I look like, whether I'm heavy or not. I know if that's part of the problem. I wouldn't take that as the part that I would be upset about. I would be more upset that, damn it, I screwed this up. I got in the way. I shouldn't. I would be probably mad that he went there. Mm-hmm. Be like, dude, okay, this is a professional setting. You want to yell at me for failing at my job? Go ahead, but don't get personal. But I think everybody wears those insults differently. But I guarantee you, he doesn't want to be a national story, and this made it a national story, which is a whole different thing.
Yeah, I mean, even just seeing his face, I tend to agree with Wheels. Like, you can tell he's ashamed, like, deeply bothered and ashamed before the pitcher says anything to him.
Yeah, yeah.
And then, you know, he hurls his mean insults, and poor guy. He just takes it. He just nods.
That's all he can do.
He's like, yeah, I screwed up. Oh, it sucked so much to see that, like, zoomed in on his face.
Wheels,
poor guy.
Do you think was he the crew chief last night?
I don't know. He may be because he's one of those guys. He's one of the guys that have been around for a while. One of the guys with seniority.
Could the home plate umpire have thrown the pitcher out? Should they have?
If I were another umpire, I would not. I would let him do it if he thought it was necessary. Yeah.
Gotcha. Waste away with me, down with me. Welcome back, DGS on KMOX. People ever get away when they run from cops?
Such a great question.
For the number of times people try, somebody must get away, right?
Yeah, at some point, the cops gonna be like, they got away. I don't know.
Well, and what's your plan? Like, where are you going?
I don't know. People seen too many movies. They've seen too many movies where, like, they're going to knock on a door, like, I need fake ID and a passport. I need to get out of here. And they'll be like, okay, you just need an hour. Okay. And then they're off. Like, hey, how it works.
The only way I can see it, and even this is a push, with helicopters and drones and such, but, like, if you're on a super bike or a super car that'll go legit 150 miles an hour, maybe. But if you're in a Buick and there are like two or three cops already surrounding you in a parking lot. Like,
well, but with drones and helicopters, you could go 300 miles an hour. They're still going to see you.
I mean, it's got to just be like, well, I'm in this deep. I might as well.
Right.
Like, what am I? That's embarrassing. If I give up now, they're going to think I'm weak.
Yeah. It is a good point, though, because you do
wonder.
They
won't respect me.
People must, I mean, especially in cars, they must get away. Because otherwise, why would anybody do it?
Do we still have a law against chasing people? Remember that? Am I making that up? That in St. Louis, the police officers, because so many people were getting injured and killed from police chases?
I don't know if there was a law. I think police were being discouraged from doing it because, it would so often, there would be an accident and it would be so bad for traffic. And then you're like, not even. Then they weren't catching the people.
I guess it would. I don't know if it's specific here. I know that you can do it here, but obviously they have guidelines as to when it's really called for. Isn't it like the simple guideline that we hear a lot that if the person that you're chasing is an imminent threat to other people, then you chase. And if not, you let it go.
You'll get them next time.
Or you back off and see if there's another way to keep up or track or whatever.
Yeah.
I think this is where the drone thing is going to be coming in. Because we're seeing, where was it? Oh, it's out by me. Out by me, where you in St. Charles County, they have drones that they can deploy that can be on the scene of an accident or an incident within a minute of it happening. Well, there's no reason why that drone can't just follow you wherever you go without anybody even knowing it's there.
I read those are going to actually have Steve Ellman's face on them.
I hope this isn't taken the wrong way, because crime is bad. Don't be a criminal. Don't be evil. That's a horrible thing to do. It's got to be so cool if you get away, if you outrun the cops.
Like, pretty satisfying.
You don't know that they're discouraged from chasing you. You don't know that they're like, this guy's not an imminent threat to anybody. We're just going to let him go and find him later and put a warrant out. If you get away, you got to feel like Smokey and the Bandit or something.
Yeah. You want to text your other criminal friends.
You're texting your other criminal friends like, it happened. It finally happened.
Andrew would escape from the cops, but then immediately ruin it for himself by, like, tweeting about it.
Oh,
like,
yeah. I would go back to the cops to be like, you guys don't even know this. I was in that car. How cool is that?
Yeah, I got away from you guys. Are you legal now?
Yeah, I'm 36. Why? What'd you have in mind?
He's legal twice over these days.
He's double legal.
What'd you have in mind?
He's double legal.
He looks so young and attractive.
Yeah, he shaved, and we all said,
are you legal?
Are you still riding dirty?
No. Good to go. Good to go on all vehicles.
How's that feel?
It feels so good. So just the other day, my wife and I were out driving, and we drove past a cop, and she got kind of like a sidelong, glance over her shoulder. And I said to her, I was like, hun, plates are legal now. You don't have to do that anymore. She's like, I forget.
Wave to the nice police officer.
Literally. We're all friends now. I'm like, sir.